with Sunrise Wind ruling OSW industry now 5-0 against Trump admin, written by John Cropley and read by an automated voice. A judge has granted developers of Sunrise Wind a preliminary injunction against one of the federal stop work orders slapped on U.S. offshore wind construction. The February 2 ruling in the U.S. District Court for the District of Columbia completes the judicial pushback against the Trump administration. One by one, in the space of 3 weeks, four judges have granted the five projects under construction in U.S. waters permission to resume construction. Sunrise developer Ørsted said it would resume construction of the 924-megawatt project as soon as possible and said, Sunrise Wind will determine how it may be possible to work with the U.S. administration to achieve an expeditious and durable resolution. Durable is an important caveat. President Donald Trump has attacked offshore wind relentlessly, starting with an executive order hours after his second term started. His administration has moved on multiple fronts to hinder construction of projects underway and block future construction from starting. This culminated in the five stop work orders issued December 22 on grounds of national security that now have been set aside. Revolution Wind got its injunction January 12, Empire Wind January 15, Coastal Virginia Offshore Wind January 16, and Vineyard Wind January 27. Counting an August 2025 stop work order against Revolution that a judge lifted and an April 2025 stop work order against Empire the Trump administration removed after discussions, the administration's record is 0-16. But the fight is not over, and the administration has secured an important achievement. Investors likely have been scared away from U.S. waters. Further, the offshore wind industry has been thwarted in its attempts to develop infrastructure, create an industrial ecosystem, and build project momentum in the U.S. There also is considerable financial impact on the developers. Empire placed the cost of the April 2025 stop work order at $200 million. Court papers estimated the costs at millions per week for Revolution and $2 million a day for Vineyard. In a January 30 regulatory filing, Dominion tallied the full cost of the December shutdown at $228 million. Sunrise, which is at an earlier stage of construction than the other four projects, said in its January 6 complaint that the shutdown was costing it more than $1 million a day. Oceantic Network cheered this latest victory. CEO Liz Burdock said, Sunrise Wind represents a vital investment in strengthening both Long Island's power system and the broader regional grid that millions of residents rely on, particularly during the harsh winter months. Offshore wind is uniquely suited for these conditions and stands ready to deliver steady, abundant power, easing the burden on families who have long relied on costly peaker plants to keep the lights on. Oceantic applauds this decision, which moves us closer to providing reliable, affordable clean energy and creating high, quality jobs for the communities that stand to benefit the most. New York senior U.S. Senator Charles Schumer, or D, posted on X, Trump just received his fifth straight loss in the courts in his crusade to stop offshore wind and kill thousands of jobs. Trump is losing his war against offshore wind. I will keep fighting to make sure these projects and the thousands of good-paying jobs they create move forward to help reduce energy costs for the country. Some of the many opponents of offshore wind wasted no time replying. Shame on you. Shame. 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 Was among the milder comments.